after four, let's do one more.
You might want to do the next.
Two, Mr. Chair. Are the records similar on the next two?
Yeah, I was going to ask on the second one to move the some of the testimony.
Do you want to consolidate your presentations?
I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, just, I mean, I know a lot of times there's background on the solar that applies to both, if we could do that, just.
Yeah, there are two different PowerPoints you might have to flip to, but there's a lot of similarity.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, they're here and that might be listening online, the applicant for conditional use number 2364 and 2365 is the same applicant and essentially the same type of application in two different locations. The applicant is asked to have his presentation consolidated so that he can make one presentation that actually covers both. And we're going to allow him to do that. However, we will vote on them separately. When we consider them, they will be two separate and distinct applications that just both happen to have the similar and same presentation. So with that, it's a conditional use number 2364 Seaford Community Energy Initiative LLC and conditional use number 2365 Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, CU2364 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a 26.72-acre portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 40.97 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Conrail Road, which is Sussex County Route 546, approximately 0.71 miles south of Hearns Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 544. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 138.00. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the legal description. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and we've received zero written comments. Application CU2365 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 42.95 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 250 feet south of Lazy Lagoon Road, which is Sussex County Route 380. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 4, Parcel 23.00. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a letter received from Watershed Eco LLC concerning wetland delineation. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and we've received no comments and two mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Congratulations, Mr. Collins, on your appointment to the board. Welcome.
Yep. You got it.
There you go.
Okay.
You can congratulate him again, just so everybody heard it.
For the record, congratulations on your appointment to the board. Welcome. And thank you for the consolidation of the two applications. They are two different LLCs, but ECA is the same applicant for these. So I'm going to start with my name, Mike Ryman, with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, for the record there. We're the engineers for the project. I have with me Mr. Redding, Michael Redding, from ECA Solar. He's going to come up at some point and talk a little bit about solar in general. Let's start with, we're starting with the Seaford application. If you could just, if I can flip to the next slide. Can I do that or do you do that?
You've got a wheel mesh.
There we go. Okay. This first property is located just north of the city of Seaford on Conrail Road. It is about 41 acres in size. The conditional use area, which is where the solar array is located, is about 26.72 acres. The property is zoned AR1. It is currently utilized as an agricultural use, and the proposed use is for a public utility solar application. It is worth noting that for both of these applications, they were filed in April of 22. This was in advance of adoption of Ordinance 2920, which is the latest ordinance that the county has adopted regarding solar. However, we will make some references to how these projects generally comply with the new ordinance that was adopted, although there was one item that I want to point out on one of the applications that I will get to. This is the proposed solar array here. You can see the solar panels are shown in the rows here. Access is from Conrail Road. There's a gravel road that comes up through the center of the site. This property also has on it in the back here, the reason for this angle, is an existing power line via an easement with Delmarva Power. They are bringing in power through this portion of the site here, hence the reason for this gravel access road. We split the panels here. There's a very large specimen tree there that we are attempting to maintain in that location, so we've left that particular area as is. We have provided the buffers around the property and landscaped them. We did not provide the landscaping in this location as there's already a landscaped hedgerow there, but we did provide landscaping around the houses up front, the adjacent home here, the adjacent home there. We did not provide landscaping in this back area as that is within the Delmarva Power easement that's already along that particular part of the property line. I mentioned the ordinance that was adopted. There is a requirement in the new ordinance for new applications that come in that the solar array, the distance between a dwelling and the nearest panel is 200 feet. And we are slightly off in this particular location. The nearest point is 184 feet. Again, this project was filed a year, in advance of that particular ordinance. I don't think there was even discussion of an ordinance at that particular time. So we would request that that be permitted as it is currently designed. And part of the reason that we have done that is because of the tree that we were attempting to save. We pushed this particular portion of the solar field closer. Sir,
did you say your application was submitted before that ordinance went into effect?
It was.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, isn't it our practice that the application is heard under whatever rules were in effect at the time the application was made, or not so much?
So a recent case before County Council, we had a similar case that had come in before the ordinance, but County Council in the conditions of approval wanted to see the buffer increase in a particular location because of the ordinance.
Okay.
So it's a question about whether it absolutely applies or whether council could request it.
Yeah.
I'll answer it this way. It doesn't apply because it predated it. At some point, you or the council could impose that
it's
not
a,
mandatory.
Because it's a conditional use, yeah. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Just wanted to figure that out.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
The entire perimeter of the solar array is fenced with an eight-foot-high knot wire fence. This is a property where ECA has already purchased the property. Some of these facilities that you see are lease arrangements. They've actually purchased this property and will own it. So that is a little bit unique in this particular case. Oops. Just quick project overview. It's a community solar facility, which is a ground mount tracking system, 3-megawatt system. I'll have Mike come up and talk a little bit about benefits to the community. Just high level traffic. These don't generate traffic, as you know, and I'm sure you've heard many times. A couple of maintenance visits per month to these facilities. It's a renewable energy resource, so there's no odors, dust, gas, smoke, fumes, or any of those types of activities. Low noise from any kind of power inverters. We have centrally located those in the center of the facility, which is actually in your new ordinance as well. The stormwater runoff tends to be reduced because you're moving from an agricultural activity to placing pollinator grasses and pollinator ground cover plantings across the facility. So you'll see a stormwater runoff reduction for that. We do have the 25-foot landscape screening, perimeter fencing. We'll have the required Knox box access for the fire marshal as required. And of course, we will include although this is part of your new ordinance, we always include it anyway, the decommissioning at the end of the project. There's a decommissioning plan and there's bonding that would be put in place. That's something that's in your new ordinance, but that's something we're including anyway. And we include on all these applications. So, with that, I'll have Mr. Redding come up just to talk a little bit generally about the solar, benefits to the community, et cetera.
Good afternoon, Michael Redding, Director of Civil Engineering with ECA Solar and representing the applicants here before you today. So yes, ECA Solar, our main purpose of business is community power, the development of community power solar facilities. We've been in business since 2013 and have worked in fairly large regional areas from the Northeast down through the Mid-Atlantic and even out West. You know, our main purpose is to bring community solar facilities to places like Delaware. We've got several facilities in development currently in Delaware. These two here before you today will be part of the community power program in Delaware, which allows for local businesses and residents to benefit from that solar power at basically a reduced electric cost. Also, that program requires us to set aside a certain percentage for low to moderate income residents who can also benefit from that power. And I'll turn it back to Mike for the
Thank you, Mr. Redding. So just moving to the next slide, these are just some renderings that give you some visuals of the array. This particular rendering is from the south looking north. Conrail Road is running out here. So the entrance is right there where my little hand is. So this is that gravel road that runs over to the adjacent property. And that tree, the tree didn't make the rendering, but the tree lives right here. So this just gives you a view there. You can see the fence around it. This is a view from Conrail Road looking to the east, main access coming in, perimeter landscaping around. And with the one exception to the 200 feet from the dwelling, this does meet all the new buffers and setbacks and what have you, so of the new ordinance. So just in summary, the facility is a public utility use under the code. It meets the purpose of a conditional use in that it is of public or semi-public character. That is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the county. The proposed facility promotes the goal of 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. The proposed use will not have an impact on neighboring properties with adequate landscape buffering and fencing. The facility will not generate noticeable increase in traffic or on adjacent neighboring roadways. There are no regular employees at the site and only periodic visits for maintenance. No noise, dust, odor. And the project is in general conformance with the new ordinance of 2920 with the one exception that I had discussed. So do you want me to move to the next site and then do questions at the end, or do you want to ask questions for sure. This particular one? Okay. So if you could bring up the other PowerPoint. I did them separately. I apologize.
That's fine. That's okay.
In
the link, Mr.
Whitehouse. I might need a minute to download it. Was it sent by email? Was it?
Yeah, the link is there. If you go to the website, the link to the.
It's in the docket, but not. Okay, yep. My apologies. Okay, that's easily remedied.
Both of the applications were submitted before both of them?
Yeah, they were submitted in April of 2022. Hot dog.
Go ahead.
There we go. Thank you.
Up to you.
Okay, this particular site is located just south of Frankfort. We have Route 13 located right there. The total area is 42.95 acres. The conditional use area, which is this outlined dashed area, is 17.73 acres. This property has a little bit different zoning characteristic than the last one. It has a combination of C1 AR1 and CHCOZ. The C1 runs along the front portion of the property here. There is a zoning map in the booklet, the project manual that you have. It does have some forest on it. It's a combination of agricultural open land here and some woods. The proposed plan, I wonder if I hit this and it, will this maximize? Anybody know? Okay, there we go. This one here, this shows you the array layout. Access is to Route 13. We are clear. 113. I'm sorry. 113. I drive it enough. I should know better. Sorry. The wooded area is about 31.85 acres. We are clearing about 15.47 or 48.6 acres of woods in this particular location. I want to point out that on the plan in your packet, there was a very small pocket of wetlands right here in the middle of the site. It was, I want to say, about 1,000 square feet. We did receive a permit from the Army Corps to fill that wetland. It was an isolated wetland. I think there'd be some debate today whether or not it would still be a wetland. But nonetheless, we have a permit for it. And there is, on the plan that you have, there will be some mitigation areas around the perimeter of the property that consist of some pollinator gardens and habitat supplements that were part of the permit. So they will be in this dark green area that surrounds the property. This dark green area is an area that will be, the woods will be cut down, but not the stumps will remain. That has to do with the shade and what have you with the array to allow, so the shade doesn't cause an issue with the functionality of the array. But by leaving the stumps and the vegetation, it'll allow it to come back, and then the owner will maintain it at a height of about 10 feet in a consistent height that works with the facility. So a little bit unique compared to the last application in terms of that particular element. The landscape, additional landscaping is provided along 113 here along the front and along the property there. Obviously no additional landscaping around this perimeter as it's sufficiently screened from the neighboring area. The project overview is the same as the last one, so we won't go and repeat all of this again. This is a rendering of the facility from 113 with the landscaping, same fence that goes around the facility there. Another shot that's more from a lower level where you can see the landscaping screening. The project summary is identical to the last one. This one is compliant with all of the buffers and setbacks of the new ordinance 2920. I'm not going to have Mr. Redding come back up again. I do want to point out in the project booklet for both sites, we do have some property value studies that they didn't look at the two sites specifically, but they look at solar valuations and impact on property values generally. There's been a lot of studies done on that, and it demonstrates that there's not a negative impact to the surrounding property values with these types of facilities, especially in rural areas. We do have findings of fact in the books and recommended conditions if you so choose. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I just have a question for our director. Will the 8-foot fence require a trip to BOA?
It's commercial, so the residential maximum height is 7 feet. So, no, I don't think this needs a variance.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Just a couple. The Frankfurt property, how many acres did you say you would be clearing trees?
It was 15.47 out of 31.85 within the array.
Okay. And then on the first application, the Seaford one, is it a big deal to, I don't know how this works, if you remove some of those panels to try to get the 200-foot buffer and you're at 184 feet, is that a big deal to take out a couple of those lines, or does that negate the whole thing operating?
Let Mr. Redding answer.
Because the design of this one is what they call a tracker system, so it runs in a north-south, they're more connected than the ones that go this way. So to answer your question, yes, it's a lot more challenging for us just to remove a couple of pieces because it doesn't come apart like that.
Just curious. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Collins?
No questions.
Okay. Councilor?
Just so we have it in the record, on the Frankfurt one, what's the width of that area where they're cutting the trees and leaving the stumps? I'm sure it's on
Mike,
the site.
Do you remember? I believe it's roughly 100 feet.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. That's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. Staff, anything?
No, they're busy.
Okay, great. All right, then. If you
thank
take
you.
A seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2351 and or conditional use number 2364? I'm sorry, 2364 and 2365. Seaford Community and Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative, LLC. Anyone like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? All right, anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.